morning. My guest this morning is Evan Engler from Coaching Boys Into Men, CBIM. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roland.
A provocative title. Explain to us what CBIM is and does.
Well, Coaching Boys Into Men is a curriculum for coaches to use with their high school and middle school athletes to bring in the topic of responsibility, respect, talking about disrespectful behavior towards women and girls, maybe people who are not of our sexual orientation or gender identity, even things such as insulting language, digital bullying, even understanding consent.
Mm-hmm. I noticed the list here, and it is quite fascinating. As I first looked at it, I thought, gee, do these things really hang together? And then I realized, well, of course they do. It really is all part of the male adolescent scene in this country. You really seem to be going against a really deplorable trend, and I'm very glad to see that. How do you work with coaches and with kids and so forth?
Well, coaches are natural mentors. They're really role models with these young athletes. Coaches can really have an environment in which they can really further reach their athletes by talking to them about things that happen in society, issues in society. We know all those professional and collegiate athletes who are getting in trouble now. Great. We use that as a discussion topic to really talk about maybe the disrespectful behavior happening now towards that particular woman, or particular girl or female that was happening in the story. Coaches really just kind of learn to really take it, refer to teachable moments. The curriculum just serves as a guide for them to start talking and start initiating the discussion.
Isn't it interesting that in contrast to the work that you're doing, how many colleges in particular have been censured because of trying to sweep behavior like that under the carpet or pretend that it doesn't exist?
Yeah, it's definitely an issue that really is a hot topic right now, and we see that in all the campaigns such as itsonus.org, in which collegiate athletes, professional athletes can take a stand against domestic violence and sexual assault. Coaching Boys Into Men is really kind of bringing awareness to these young athletes about all these issues that are happening, and really teach the athletes that, you know what, you guys are role models on campus and in this community, and if change is going to start somewhere, it really starts here with you guys. Whether it's on the team or with your peers or even with the issues that you're facing at home. So it's really positive based, and we really try and focus on them as role models as well as the coaches.
How did Coaching Boys Into Men begin?
Well, Coaching Boys Into Men was launched in 2001. It was a program created by a nonprofit in San Francisco called Futures Without Violence. This nonprofit really looked into how we can engage, you know, with young athletes about these discussions. The founders of this program are really Dean Smith, Pat Riley, Joe Torre. These are famous coaches that we know of. And it was really their discussions that they're having with their athletes that created Coaching Boys Into Men. So here in Sonoma County, the Department of Health Services is funding the YWCA, whom I represent. I'm a facilitator for the program, and Verity, in which I have a co-facilitator who represents that agency who I work with to work with coaches and high school athletes.
How did you get into this particular program?
Well, I love athletics. I always thought that athletics were a great place for development for all youth. And as a coach myself, too, who's worked with middle school athletes and high school athletes, there's a lot of room to talk in sports.
Yes.
So why not bring discussions in that, you know, many coaches might be afraid of or might not know where to start? Well, CBIM gives them a great place to start.
Boy, not only are you furthering your own organization, but you're stimulating really the whole culture. It's quite an amazing job that you've taken on.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I thank you for the work that you're doing, and I'm sure others have and will both. Let's alert people. This is CBIM, Coaching Boys Into Men. If you're a coach, if you're a parent, if you're a teacher, or otherwise associated with schools here in the area, this is a chance for you to do some revolutionary work with children. I think that these people are doing an amazing job, and I urge you to support them. You can find them online at Facebook, facebook.com/CBIM Sonoma, or give them a call, 328-0745. Thanks again, Evan.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. Have a great day.